Hello, Brock?
Yes, this is Amy?
Yes, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy. We spoke like 6 months ago about getting the Google Guarantee. I don't know if you remember me or not.
I do.
Yeah, we were going to use my wife's name and all that fun stuff. I've been interested. Just we ran into a little bit of financial hardship recently, but... I'm still interested. I would love to get on the Google Guaranteed program,
platform,
if that's possible still.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. So the only thing that's going to be required from you guys is, well, obviously the 250 activation. And then for the application, and we'll send you the application, and then you can go ahead. Hold on 1 second. Back in. Okay. And then you can go ahead and get the application sent in and we can begin working on it for her. And the other thing is we will need access to the Google profile, admin access for that. Okay.
Okay.
All
sounds
right. So what is your last name?
Are you going to email me the application or do you want to do it now?
Oh, I'm going to go ahead and I got to get some information from you, take the billing, and then I'm going to email you the application and set up an appointment for us to speak with you guys for onboarding. So your last name?
Reeves, R-E-E-V-E-S.
Got it. And then I have the, let me see here. Let me just double check
what's
this.
How much is the application? I think I saw something on your.
It's the $250 is the application
250.
Fee. Yeah, the 250, Once you're completely Google Guarantee approved, your cost per lead, I'm digging for it because I saw it here a minute ago. Your cost per lead
like
is about
30 something a lead.
Yeah, it's $38 a lead, right around $40, $38.67 with a minimum monthly budget of $505 to begin.
Does that fluctuate at all or does that?
Well, is that since we've spoken, there has been some changes. That's the minimum. So that's the minimum of what it would be. And then what it does is it does actually, let me just take a look at where you're at. You're in Portland. Okay. And then.
Because the only thing that worries me about it is, so I've been with Thumbtack for a long time, but I actually recently left them, even though I have like 300 reviews with them and a 4.9 rating, but their leads were, they were fairly priced, for gutter cleaning leads, they charged me. Like $20-something a lead, and then they changed it all. So even though it was always where people put in a square footage of their house, it did change the price of the lead.
Mm-hmm.
But then they entered in some kind of competitive pricing crap where if you're not willing to pay over $150 a lead, then it drops you down in the ranking.
Mm-hmm.
So and then they started charging $100-something for a gutter cleaning lead when that's literally what we charge our clients. You know what I mean?
So, yeah. No, so once you're completely Google Guarantee approved, it can go ahead and they will let you know, hey, max lead bidding looks like X amount of dollars. It looks like $45 a lead at this time for gutter cleaning leads. It looks like, $52, whatever the case is, they review all of those. If there's any lead costs for max lead bidding, then they review that with you before they begin charging the leads. But the $38.67 is the base for where you're located there in Portland. Let me make sure it hasn't changed. I'm pretty sure it hasn't. They're usually pretty good about that. Let me see.
So when they, does each service have a different price, gutter pressure washing or roof cleaning?
I want to say that it could have a little bit of variation depending, but generally it's around the same amount. It's nothing crazy.
As long as it's not charging me $100 a lead, then.
No.
I mean.
No, it's not $100 a lead. Hold on 1 second. I don't think your lead cost went up at all. Yeah, I didn't. Your lead cost hasn't gone up at all. It's the $38.67 is the base. So you're looking at a good platform right there. And then again.
Awesome. And what would change that?
If there's a storm or max lead bidding, if your competitors are paying buku dollars, a roofing lead makes sense. For a roofer, right? They're willing to pay $150, $200 a lead for a qualified lead, right? But
right.
for you and your competitors are going to be in the same boat as you pretty much. Yeah. They're not going to be trying to jack the lease up. You know what I mean? So it is environmental occasionally, but it is, you know, a little bit more rare. So hold on.
Okay. And within my industry that we're going on, was it roof cleaning, gutter cleaning, and pressure washing? Was that kind
of
what
I'm going to tell you right now.
With you guys?
Okay. Hold on. Okay. Let me see here. So you get the final keywords will be selected before the ad goes live. So they will review everything with you just to make sure that it's all 100% exactly what you want, because we want to make sure you're getting the type of leads that you want. But I do remember telling you, you're in the window cleaning vertical for pressure washing, power washing. It has to include window cleaning in order for it to be profitable for you guys. So it's got pressure washing, it's got power washing, it's got rooftop skylight cleaning, gutter cleaning, glass and mirror cleaning. Obviously not for like your indoor mirrors, like that's going to be for the stuff that's outdoors.
Right.
Okay, I just want to be clear, like I don't know, you're not
paying for the bathroom mirror. I'm going in there,
bathroom mirror. Okay, and then of course the window cleaning.
Off that.
So.
Did it have gutter cleaning on there?
Yes, sir, it does. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, as long as we got roof cleaning, gutter cleaning, pressure washing on there, like I'll do window cleanings if that's... Because, I mean, if I can get my foot in the door on a window cleaning, I'm usually upselling anyway, so...
Yeah, exactly. So, give me just one second.
What did I do with my damn cigarettes? It's a war out here.
Is it? How bad is it?
I mean, when I set things down, it's like, I can never remember where I put it.
Oh, you're like my
it's
husband.
It's my own little mental war.
Yes. Okay. I understand. My husband has the same, he has the same issue. He does. He has the same
issue.
That's
why I have a wife, because she's like she knows where everything's at, where
yes.
I put it.
Mm-hmm.
So like,
yep.
Without her, I'd be lost. My scissors.
It's very true. Okay. So let me just re-verify a little bit of information to make sure we've got this stuff. Okay. Did you play football?
Did I?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I wish I could have, man. I was too poor when I was a kid. My dad couldn't afford the pads.
Okay. I was going to say, my husband was hit in the head many, many times. Many, many times playing football, and that's why he has a really hard time remembering stuff. Literally,
oh, really?
Like
my dad
the concussion.
Just beat the shit out of me. That's probably why.
Oh, well, then there you go.
I was raised right.
You know? So, Brock, I do want to let you know that I don't want to see your name anywhere on this application. It's literally just going to be done by your wife, okay? And then additionally, I'm going to put her on as an authorized user on the account. So give me just 1 second. And then that way we have all her information. We're putting her as co-owner. Okay, her first and last name?
Clarissa, C-L-A-R-I-S-S-A.
I missed it. Clarissa?
Yeah, Clarissa, C-L-A-R-I-S-S-A.
Uh-huh.
Last name, Conlin.
Mm-hmm. Tomlin.
Conlin, C as in cat, C-O-L-O-N, Conlin, like an Irish Conlin.
C-O-N-L-I-N.
Nope. C-O-C-O. Oh, now I'm confused. C-O-N-L-O-N. Yeah, there we go.
Okay. Yeah. We're between the two of us. We should be able to make it. What's her phone number?
360-270-4544.
Okay. 360-270. 4544. Got it.
That's the first time I got that one right in a long time.
There you go. Okay. Beautiful. So, business address, even if it's the home office?
5036 Northeast Holman Street. That's H-O-L-M-A-N, Holman. Holman Street.
Got it.
Portland, Oregon, 97218.
I have Holman Place. Is how it should be in the system.
That's weird because it's not a place. I've never seen it spelled like that.
Okay.
Even the legal address of it is Holman Street.
Got it. Okay. Got it. Okay. Once in a while, Google, it's all done by Google, and once in a while, it is wrong. So that's why I wanted to double check that.
Yeah, because when Google corrects it for me, like to get like the post office or the UPS address, it'll be Holman Street as well.
Okay, cool. All right. Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
MasterCard.
Okay. I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
Let me find my wallet now.
Okay. And then while you're doing that, I'm going to go ahead and send over the application via email. It's still brockroofinggutters@gmail.com.
Brock Roofing Gutters, yeah. So it'll be Brock and then R-O-O-F.
Right.
And Frank, and then the letter N as in Nancy, and then Gutters. Rock Roof
right.
And Gutters.
And Gutters, okay. Yeah. Perfect. I have it from before. I remember you now. Yes, I remember. You gave me a hard time in the beginning.
I did.
It was a good conversation. It's okay. Look at you all these months later. Look, that really says something.
I was
going
to say, like, it, you know what I'm saying? I used to do sales a lot, so it's good to keep some in the pipeline. And, like, when you plant seeds at one point, you never know when they'll call back, you know? So.
Exactly. And I showed here I chased you for a while. I did. I chased you for a while.
Yeah, you did.
And
you chased for a little while. You left some emails and stuff. And me and my wife were just a little like, we were still in a financial situation, but we kept talking about it. We're like, man, that could be a game changer for our business.
It will be.
Because we jumped in. We've done so many other stupid things where they build us an ad and we pay a monthly price for it. And it just turns out to be bullshit. But like this, I mean, I like the idea that there's no monthly bill, just what the leads cost. So you guys don't have like a service fee that you're doing or anything. Just application and then the Google guaranteed, and we're just paying for the leads. If I'm paying for leads, I'm selling like 80% of them, so I'm cool with that.
That's beautiful.
All right, I got the numbers if you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, it is 5102 7717 0035 9930.
Expiration month and year?
0528.
3-digit code on the back?
240.
I'm setting... Okay. Security question. Your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
First pet's name.
First pet's name, which is?
Bella. B-E-L-L-A.
Okay, and she'll need that when she calls in. So what's going to happen is I'm going to go ahead and process now for the 250. I'm sending the application over via email as well as text message. Because of your history, I don't even want you listed as an employee, okay?
Yeah.
Have her put it, and then you guys don't have any other employees, right? It's just you and her?
Yep.
Okay, so she's going to put 0 field workers on there. The insurance document says $250,000 in general liability, right?
I can make it say that.
Yeah, that's what it's going to need to say. It's going to need to say that with the Accord document, which you get an explanation as you're going to get explanation of that right now. I've gone ahead and sent the email over. It's labeled Google Guarantee Application. When you click on the blue link, it's going to show you everything blow by blow. In Oregon, there is no requirement for you guys as far as it goes for licensing. So in the licensing field, you're just going to put N-A, okay, for not applicable. And then it's going to ask you for minimum monthly budget, which I've gone ahead and included within the package, okay?
Okay. And what was that, 500 or something like that?
The 505, yep. That's the minimum monthly budget to begin. So.
Okay.
Going ahead and put this on, and then I'm going to notate the account. So when
this all takes, what, like 1 to 2 months to process or whatnot?
Max. Yep, maximum. Yeah.
And where you said there's a good chance we'll be approved by the Google Guaranteed?
I believe that you will. I wouldn't have taken your money if I didn't believe that you would be approved by it.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's important.
So we need to have insurance that's $250,000 general liability, yeah?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. If you have any problems with that application, you give me a call. We can hop on a video call and I can walk you guys through it. Okay? You shouldn't have any problems. Perfect. So it's pretty self-explanatory. As long as you stay away from it, we should be fine. Now,
perfect.
I'm gonna go ahead and set the onboarding call. Today's Tuesday. How long do you need to get the insurance situated?
Give me until next Monday.
Okay, cool. So I'll set your Google Guarantee application review. I'm gonna do it for Tuesday. Monday I'll call you and make sure we're good to go.
Perfect.
Okay, so next Tuesday, you're gonna see a call schedule come through for 10:30. It's gonna say GG onboarding.
Perfect.
And if I don't have your application by Monday, I'm gonna call and text. And I'll even
You'll
call and
it.
Text her you never know. Things happen. You guys get busy. You're working. Whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's, you're waiting on insurance and then you forget.
Absolutely.
You know, like, well, it's not just that, but I can't do your onboarding until I have your application. So it's a little bit like,
the sooner
you know,
the better, right?
Yeah. It's a little bit pointless, you know? So I just want to make sure that we're here for you. Okay.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And
I'll
get on
welcome.
That right now with the whole insurance, and we'll start working on the application.
All right. I appreciate your time. Thank you, and welcome to Local Splash.
Awesome. Thanks, Amy.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.